from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It really was quite a story.
So we're talking a lot today about the, you know, the Eagles, the offensive line, Kelce and Juergens, and what happens there. But here's an interesting name, John, just for whatever it's worth. This had been off my radar until I recently saw odds that indicate the Eagles have the second highest odds to land a former Pro Bowler who is still available. Look, you don't normally get to July 15th and still have some people available, but every once in a while, one or two or three, like Patrick Peterson's still available, right? So there is the safety, Justin Simmons, still available. And I saw recently odds that have the Giants, they must have a need at safety, the Giants at 4-1, the Eagles at 6-1. Now, all the teams eventually, but the Eagles are in the second spot for odds to land safety Justin Simmons. And, you know, it got my mind moving on, all right, what are the, you know, like, is this going to happen? Is this one of those things where, here's what you know you have. You know for sure you have one starter for sure at safety in C.J. Gardner-Johnson. He is a lock-it-in starter, no question. But you do have a question mark after that on who's the other safety. Your options are Reed Blankenship.
Well, but last year, remember, Reed Blankenship was the automatic.
Reed Blankenship was the guy
that they said, okay, we're going to build
but
this.
But he didn't play good.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, secondary around our free safety, and that's going to be Reed Blankenship, and he's going to have the green dot.
Yeah, but he struggled in pass defense. He struggled a lot.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the deal.
He couldn't cover anybody.
So you got Reed Blankenship. You got, who was that draft pick last year? That
Sidney Brown.
Sidney Brown. And then you've got, like, if you want to go with Cooper DeJean at safety, I guess.
Yeah, you could, and he is right now our nickel.
I tend to think they won't, because it sounds like they're just sort of year one cornerbacking him, you know, and maybe that's a lot to give someone to, as they say these days, cross train, because he'd be cross training outside corner,
man,
slot corner.
Yeah.
And then theoretically safety, either.
But that's part of what made him so attractive as a player coming out of Iowa. People always said he's so versatile. He plays everywhere. They use him. It's the versatility is part of the attractiveness.
But is that too much realistically to put on a plate
in the NFL?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I don't either.
It might be. But we were told this kid can handle
Let me ask you this question, John. So Justin,
I would love to see them put him at safety.
Okay, well, look, all right, so Justin Simmons is 30 years old. He's made the Pro Bowl. He's still unsigned.
He's opposite end of the spectrum from Reed Blankenship. Justin Simmons, well, he's 30.
He's accomplished, but he's got the age thing. And we also know they got burned last year with Bradbury. You know, you don't want to have too old of a secondary. Let me put it this way.
Reed Blankenship is big and he's tough and he'll tackle you, but he can't cover anybody.
Well, okay.
Justin Simmons is less tough, but he's long. He's not as into putting his face on people.
But he's got more range.
But he can cover everybody. A guy who has played at cornerback in the NFL, a guy who can cover your tight end. He can cover your backs out of the backfield. He can cover wide receivers. He is better versed in the coverage stuff, the passing game. He is not as strong in the run game.
It'd be fascinating to know Howie's mindset on this. Like, is it they're actively negotiating with him and it's just a matter of price? Or is it, hey, let's get to training camp. Let's get these guys for 5 to 10 days under Vic Fangio and let's see who's stepping up and who's not. And then we'll make our evaluation of whether we want to up our offer to Justin Simmons or make an offer to Justin. I don't know. I don't know what the deal is. I do know this. If Reed Blankenship is the starter, that would worry me a great deal.
Yeah.
And if the other guy,
and every team in the league is going to isolate him, take advantage, and throw.
I was not as impressed with Sidney Brown as some were. I mean, he's a guy that can hit. He throws his body around. That's very admirable. Very admirable. But, you know, is he really the true well-rounded safety that I'd like to see them have in coverage? And I also wonder about throwing his body around, if that's an injury waiting to happen.
I don't even know if he's going to be fully recovered yet.
And then there's
the season.
And then there's that.
Yeah.
Coming off of an injury.
Right.
So, listen, maybe this Justin Simmons thing. I mean, I remember back in 2017, they signed LeGarrette Blount late. Now, I think it was pre-training camp. I think it was in June.
It was.
This is July 15th. Like, my point is, keep your eye on Justin Simmons. Because the odds that have been put out there by various groups, the Eagles have the second best odds to sign him. So just be aware of that situation. We'll see where it goes.
Justin Simmons makes us a better team. He makes us a better defense.
Well,
if he still has deficiency.
Got to be fair. If he still has it.
I know that he can cover better than Reed Blankenship.
Well, we thought Shaq Leonard couldn't possibly be worse than who the Eagles had played linebacker the first half of the year. Shaq Leonard was worse. I mean, he was a disaster. So, you do have to account for the age and the wear and tear factor. But I would just say Justin Simmons is an intriguing name to keep an eye on. 215-592-9494.
Especially because he just costs. You just have to
just
work
money.
Out the money.
Yeah,
you work out the deal. You lure him, hey, you can prove to the rest of the NFL how good you are.
Right.
We're going to give you a 1 year as close to the veteran minimum as possible.
To be fair,
you take it from there.
No, I'm with you. But to be fair, I don't know how much they have left in the cap. They might want to go get a guard. They might want to go get a third wide receiver. I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, we shouldn't act like this is the only question mark spot as the Eagles approach training camp. Like, do you have a competent starter? I don't know that they have a third wide receiver. I don't know that they have a starting guard. And I don't know that they have a starting safety.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
well, they do.
Who is it?
They have, they have a lot better feel than we do for Tyler Steen and Matt Hennessy.
They know more than we do.
Yeah.
But they may be concerned. I mean, Tyler Steen or Hennessy or Mekhi Becton at guard, it's like, I don't know, man. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. We got Devin today in for Rhea. We got Dan Wilson in for Seltzer. Wonderful to be with you. You can weigh in on the phone lines, all these topics we're discussing. Let's talk to Scott. He's calling from King of Prussia. Good morning, Scott.
Greetings, team. Good morning.
Greetings, Scott.
What's up, buddy?
Glad to have the team back together. All right, so a couple of general things. Number one, it's very easy to install a bidet. It's not difficult at all.
You know, I noticed this because I saw what is called a bidet now. It's just a toilet seat.
Well, there's different types. There's a side.
It had a special name, and it really was. Like, instead of a toilet seat, it was that had a little dial on the side, and that was the bidet. And
here's what I'll say.
Is that what you have?
If you are capable of installing a toilet seat, then you can install this bidet.
That's what I saw. I saw one like that.
Look, there are different types. Mine is a toilet seat replaced a toilet seat. And basically, it has a thing at the bottom of the toilet seat.
A dial.
A thing comes out. I don't even know how to describe it. Something comes out, and then the water shoots out of that.
Like an elephant's trunk. Like a nozzle slap.
Like a nozzle slap. Yes. Okay. Yeah, no, that's right. But there also are some where it's a separate seat next to the toilet. I don't have that.
Well, that's what I thought you were saying you were installing initially, which is why I thought this was so ridiculous.
There wouldn't even be
room. There is a very easy bidet install these days.
All right, Scott, what do you got on the Phillies?
All right. So with Merrifield, if you took a look at his second half of last year, he took a nosedive, and it was clear that basically he was cooked. And the concern being that he's 35 is if we take a look at our club, just off the top of my head, I was able to write out 7 guys who are 30-plus. So when it goes, it can go fast. Now, that being said, if Dombrowski calls and puts you two in charge, all right, he's got to go somewhere, and he puts you two in charge, are you going to make Painter and Miller available at the trade deadline?
I'm not very interested in making them available. I'm not, Scott.
All right, that's a great
idea. My team is already phenomenal. I mean, if I have to take a lesser outfielder in a trade in order to keep those two pitchers, that would be my inclination.
Okay.
Heir to the pitching is the way that I feel. Since we lost that World Series, you know, since I saw us lose to four just mashers on the mound, like, now I feel like that's the ultimate way to go and build this team.
And Scott, here's the other thing I'll say, because the Phillies are obviously really well set up for about the next 3 years, and then things will get, you know, shakier because you'll be out of the prime of some of your main guys and all that. I just know this. When I was young, the Braves won for 15 straight years or 14, and the primary reason was they had 3 starting pitchers that were just on a different level than most humans. And look, I can't tell you that Andrew Painter is the real, real deal. I don't know. I mean, what do I know? I know this. People say he is. People also said Sixto Sanchez was, and then he stunk. He didn't do anything when he got to Miami. But I would just, it would take an unbelievable player for me to say, let's move off a pitcher that could be a rock star in the rotation for 10 to 15 years. I just, it does not intrigue me enough to add a bat to remove that kind of possibility until the year 2040. That doesn't appeal to me.
Super glad to hear you say that. There have been several hosts that have been super easy to include Painter in deals, and I would not include Painter in any deal. And I just want to caution people, or just let people know, the upside on Painter is kind of like the upside on Harper. And what I mean by that is this: 0.01 percentage of a player becoming a superstar. Most of these players do not fall in that. Okay, they're not slotted for that superstar potential. Anybody with eyes, with baseball eyes, that has watched Painter can see that he has the potential to be in that.
Well, I think that's probably true, but I will say this, Scott. We also know the failure rate of those guys is higher than you'd hope it'd be. I mean, I remember when Gavin Floyd was supposed to be great. I remember, you know, like, we go through a million examples of dudes who were supposed to be awesome and then weren't. So, all right, Scott, give me a big-time answer. For the Dave Matthews Band tickets, two really accomplished people with the same first name.
All right, if it's already been said, I apologize, but I'm going to go with two A-list young A-list actors in Hollywood, okay. Ryan Reynolds and Ryan Gosling.
Has been said. Give me a different answer.
Devin said that.
I did.
Devin.
I did.
Devin. Well done,
Sorry.
Devin.
Sorry.
Great minds think alike.
Exactly.
Do you have a pivot here, Scott?
I have a lousy pivot. Bill Clinton and Bill Cosby.
All right. Fair enough. 215-592. Wasn't expecting that combination. 215-592-9494. All right, we got Richie back today from vacation from last week. We've got a Hall of Famer in the NFL at running back talking about Saquon Barkley. Who said what about Saquon, whether it was complimentary or not? It's notable audio. You'll hear that next. We'll also get you ready for the Home Run Derby with Alec Boehm tonight and your calls on all these topics. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.